Welcome to English Through History. If you enjoy the content, please subscribe or leave us a review. It helps us to create more content and is appreciated by our small team here. The Armenian Genocide of 1915, also known as the Armenian Holocaust, was a systematic mass extermination and expulsion of 1.5 million ethnic Armenians carried out by the Ottoman Empire during World War I. This event is considered one of the first modern genocides due to its organized nature and its intentionality behind it. In today's episode, we will be looking at an overview of the historical context, key events, and the aftermath of this tragic event. Armenians had lived in the region for thousands of years, and by the late 19th and early 20th centuries, they were a significant Christian minority within the predominantly Muslim Ottoman Empire. Tensions between Armenians and the Ottoman authorities were exacerbated by the rise of nationalism and the declining power of the Ottoman state. In 1908, the Young Turks, a reformist group, overthrew Sultan Abdulhamid II and aimed to modernize and Turkify the empire. Their policies became increasingly nationalistic, viewing non-Turkish elements, particularly Christian Armenians, with suspicion and hostility. Prior to 1915, there were several massacres of Armenians, notably in 1894 to 1896, and again in 1909 in Adana. These events set a precedent for violence against Armenians and demonstrated the vulnerability of this minority group. The Ottoman Empire entered World War I in 1914 on the side of the Central Powers. The government used the war as a pretext to address the so-called Armenian question, the presence of a Christian minority within a Muslim-majority empire that was increasingly seen as a fifth column sympathetic to Russia, who were the Ottomans' enemy. The genocide is often dated to April 24, 1915. When several hundred Armenian intellectuals, community leaders, and professionals were rounded up, arrested, and then later executed in Constantinople, which is modern-day Istanbul. This decapitated the Armenian leadership and was a prelude to wider atrocities. Following the arrests, the Ottoman authorities began mass deportations of Armenians from eastern Anatolia, and the Armenians were forced to march to the Syrian desert without adequate food or water. During these death marches, many were killed by Ottoman soldiers, Kurdish militias, or simply succumbed to starvation and disease. In addition to the death marches, there were widespread massacres. Men were often separated from their families and executed, while women and children were subjected to abduction, rape, and forced conversion. Mass killings occurred in modern-day Syria, which became a death camp for many deported Armenians. By the end of World War I and the collapse of the Ottoman Empire, an estimated 1.5 million Armenians had been killed. Survivors scattered across the globe, forming a significant Armenian diaspora in countries such as the United States, France, Lebanon, and Russia. The Turkish Republic, established in 1923, has consistently denied that the events constituted genocide, instead referring to them as a consequence of civil war and unrest. This denial has been a source of tension between Turkey and Armenia, as well as with various countries of international organizations that recognize the events as genocide. The Turkish government has consistently denied that the massacres of Armenians in 1915 constitute genocide. Turkey's official stance is that the deaths were a result of an inter-ethnic strife, wartime relocation, and disease, rather than a coordinated effort to exterminate the Armenian people. Armenia and Turkey do not have formal diplomatic relations. In 2009, there was an attempt to normalize relations with the signing of the Zurich Protocols. These protocols aim to establish formal diplomatic relations and open the border. However, the process stalled and the protocols were never ratified by either country's parliament. Turkey's close relationship with Azerbaijan significantly impacts its stance towards Armenia. But the broader geopolitical dynamics in the South Caucasus, including the interests of Russia, Iran, and Western countries, also play a role in shaping the relations between Turkey and Armenia. In both countries, the events of 1915 are deeply ingrained in the national identity. For Armenians, the genocide is a central historical trauma, while in Turkey, the denial narrative is tied to national pride and the foundational history of the modern Turkish state. Efforts to educate and inform both populations about the other's perspectives remain contentious and politically sensitive. Despite Turkish denial, many countries and international bodies, including France, Germany, Russia, and the Vatican, as well as the European Parliament and the UN, have recognized the Armenian genocide. In 2019, the US Congress passed resolutions formally recognizing it. The Armenian genocide has had a profound impact on international law, contributing to the development of the concept of genocide as defined by Raphael Lemkin in the 1940s and subsequently enshrined in the UN Genocide Convention of 1948. In 1944, Lemkin made up a new word to describe these crimes, genocide. Lemkin defined genocide as the destruction of a nation or an ethnic group. He built the word, he said, from the ancient Greek word genos, which means race or tribe, and the Latin side, which means killing, thus corresponding within its formation to such words such as tyrannicide and homicide. He wrote, genocide is directed against the national group as an entity, and the actions involved are directed against individuals, not in their individual capacity, but as members of a national group. The Armenian Genocide is remembered and commemorated annually on April 24 by Armenians and human rights advocates worldwide. Memorials exist in Armenia and throughout the Armenian diaspora, serving as reminders of the atrocities and the need to acknowledge and remember the past to prevent future genocides. The genocide remains a poignant chapter in Armenian history and a critical case study in the study of human rights, ethnic violence, and international justice.